So this is episode 21 of the Rebel Radio podcast. Rebel Radio's old enough to drink. I kind of feel like a tear in my eye.
Well,
I was going to ask for a beer, but you know how he feels about his drinking and potting.
Well, you know, just don't do what Arnold does. And Arnold doesn't drink. He just smokes and talks about coming. If you've ever seen Pumping Iron. Just saying.
What?
What? You never saw that? He's smoking weed and he's like...
This is a children's show. Sometimes.
Sometimes. But that's what he says. He says, he's like, I have this feeling of coming at the gym, and I'm coming all the time. You know?
And he had to be 21 to do that?
You have to be 20, Juan.
And with that note, this is episode 21 of the Rebel Radio Podcast. This is the Rebel Radio Podcast.
Hey, you're listening to Rebel Radio Podcast, and this is Jay Muse, Snooch to the Nooch. Trust me, I'm a Jedi.com. Go there and do it.
Welcome to a new episode of the Rebel Radio Podcast. Found at TrustMeI'mAJedi.com. This is your host, Mark, and hanging out with me are the dynamic duo that look nothing like Batman and Robin.
That's right. Matt the Electric Monkey.
Frank T. Biscuit, not Adam West.
Definitely not Adam West. Or no, but Matt might be a little Burt Ward sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
I could be.
Yeah. So, big week here at the Rebel Radio Podcast. I mean...
Huge.
We're doing we've done three episodes 3 weeks in a row now, which is rare for us. We will be going back to bi-weekly for now. We're in the summer. Hopefully, we can go weekly, you know, on a regular basis or semi-weekly.
Especially with all this news that keeps getting released.
Right. You know, this week has been, last week was crazy with all the trailers that came out, and we're going to talk a little bit about all these trailers that hit here in a few, but we have something cool to announce. We are part of the Comic Palooza 2015 podcast partnership program.
That's right.
We have announced this on our Facebook and website, you may have seen, but now we get to talk about it on the podcast with you guys. And Comic Palooza 2015, for people that don't know that are listening to us outside of our local area, is a big International Comic-Con here in Houston, Texas. It's growing exponentially by size every year. And this year's event gets even bigger. We've got Jeremy Renner, Hawkeye, who's going to be there. Stan Lee, a couple of the big names.
The Fonz.
Hey. Haley Atwell, who played Agent Carter.
That's right.
Kobe Smulders, who's Maria Hill. And
I thought her name was Robin in the movie for some reason.
No.
That's How I Met Your Mother.
Right.
And, so some big names at Comic Palooza 2015, and we urge you to go to ComicPalooza.com to see who is going to be there, and we are giving away tickets from the Rebel Radio Podcast.
That's right.
As part of our partnership with Comic Palooza. Go to TrustMeI'mAJedi.com, and all you have to do is take a picture of yourself, be creative, no nudity.
Keep it clean, guys.
Unless you send those privately. You know,
yes, we will.
We'll share amongst ourselves. And,
so anyway, you take a photo, and somewhere, it doesn't have to be in the photo. It can be in the words whenever if you do it in your status or your Twitter. Hey, Rebel Radio, I want to go to Comic Palooza 2015 and hashtag it Rebel Radio Comic Palooza 2015 so we can find it. And we will pick a winner at random on Wednesday, May the 6th. The entries are due by Tuesday, May the 5th. And so that's our...
I mean, we want people to go to Comic Palooza. Yeah. I mean, it is so much fun.
And part of this deal is, as part of the podcast partnership program, we don't know what time yet, but at some point at Comic Palooza 2015, we will be broadcasting... we will be recording, anyway. I shouldn't say broadcasting. We will be recording a live show from the floor at Comic Palooza 2015. The Rebel Radio Podcast will be doing that live at some point.
Doing interviews...
Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen. We're kind of excited about it, but we couldn't be more happy to be part of this. I've been involved with Comic Palooza for a few years now in a different aspect role, and now my podcast gets to be a part of it this year, and we're super excited. And again, go to TrustMeI'mAJedi.com, enter the contest, win tickets to Comic Palooza 2015. And so what are some things are y'all looking forward to at Comic Palooza 2015?
I'm looking for all the people that are creative and make their own costumes, see how they look like. You know, whether it's just, a Deadpool Zentai suit, or, you know, like those guys, like you told me, they come in all kinds of sizes. You have...
Yeah, you've never actually been to a con, have you, man?
I have not. So I have not been to a con.
You're like a con virgin.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to pop my con cherry this coming Memorial weekend.
Yeah, so I didn't forget to mention it is Memorial Day weekend at the George R. Brown Convention Center in Houston, Texas. And if you're military or former military, on Monday, Memorial Day, you get in for free.
Wow.
And also, we also have a coupon, I forgot to mention... It's on the website at TrustYourMenJai.com. It's Houston Nerdy Night 2015, I think, and that'll save you $5 off your 4-day pass. So use that coupon code. And what about you, Frank? What are you looking forward to?
Panels.
Yes.
They are so much fun. I mean, last year's with the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was just incredible. You had a couple of guest appearances with their panel with
Stan Lee and Lou Ferrigno.
Yes, yeah. It was pretty cool.
And speaking of panels, Rebel Radio's own, me, Mark, will be on a podcasting panel. I think it's Sunday morning, 11:30, if I remember right. But you can go to compalooza.com once the programming pages are up, and I will be representing our show, and I'm sure Frank and Biscuit will be in the crowd trying to make me laugh in the background or something. And not that we... they're not part of the show. It's just they are asking for certain people because there's already a big panel. It's like 13 of us.
Basically, the heads of
the comical podcast guys, Justin and Miguel, who are friends of the show. They'll be there, and I was invited on this by the Metal Geeks podcast, which is Kerry G, who's kind of my mentor in podcasting. I learned a lot from him in the last year.
Kerry,
and by the way, if you're curious, I just went on Metal Geeks podcast this past week, and that's at metalgeeks.net. And you can find Mark on that show with him and his co-host George. And we talk a lot of cool shit on that show. And so go listen to that at themetalgeeks.net and then listen to Mark's sexy voice on the Metal Geeks podcast.
That's right. It's a voice you can throw singles at.
Because you can't get enough of it on the Rebel Radio podcast.
That's right. And so, again, Compalooza 2015, that was some big news for us on a personal level this week as we're part of the Compalooza 2015 partnership. And we will be doing at least one more show before Compalooza 2015.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
We'll be two. Yeah, we'll be talking about this some more. And again, go to TrustMeOnMajai.com right there at the top of the page. Enter our Compalooza 2015 giveaway to win tickets to the event. And you won't regret it. It's a great event. Lots of fun.
Yes, please. If you're already listening to us, take the time and enter so you could be there. Run into us. Say hi. We can say hi to you. And then you could like put some more like actual faces besides what's just posted on our website.
And Frank will do the truffle shuffle for you.
That's right.
No. There are children. So
if you bring him a cheeseburger.
Okay. So, cheeseburger, man.
So along with that news this week, while we were recording last week, we, of course, talked about the big Star Wars and Superman trailers last week. More Star Wars news was breaking at Star Wars Celebration Anaheim, literally while we were recording in this very studio last Sunday. And that news was the Star Wars anthology films, as they're now calling them, Rogue One. And originally they were just saying Star Wars spinoffs, and now they've given them official title of Star Wars Anthology. And we knew it was going to be called Rogue One, and now we know a little bit about what it's going to be about.
That's right.
And if you haven't seen the news on our website, of course, it's going to take place in between Episode 3 and 4, closer to 4, where we get to see the Rebels steal the Death Star plans.
Or attempt. But we don't know if they've stolen them. Because obviously in Episode 4, we had to re-steal them. So maybe this was unsuccessful.
What do you mean re-steal them?
Didn't the Death Star plans get put into R2?
No, remember Mini Bothan spies died to bring us this information.
Oh, right.
Yes.
And right. He does the voice, too.
He did do the voice.
And you know, I think we kind of all agreed when we first heard about these Star Wars spinoff films, we were thinking, man, it's Disney doing too much. And I don't want to see a Han Solo origin story, a Luke Skywalker, because, well, one, you saw Luke's origin already.
Right.
But you don't need to know where Han came from. You just know that he's a smuggler, he's awesome, and it would take away from it to me to see some young actor playing Han Solo. And I'd rather see films like this, like other parts of the Star Wars universe.
I want to see new characters. Well, basically what we're saying, kind of new characters.
I mean, I don't mind seeing younger versions of certain characters. Like a young Bail Organa or something like that would be fine. I just don't want to see young versions of iconic characters. Like a young Boba Fett would be fine. A bounty hunter movie.
Yeah, I mean, we saw what happened to a younger version of Darth Vader.
you know
how that turned out.
Like a young bounty hunter movie with where he works for Jabba the Hutt or something like that would be fantastic to see. And that's what I think I want to see with these Star Wars anthology films, are offshoots of the movies, but stay away from the characters that are already in the trilogies.
Now,
yeah, I like that.
If we see a young Admiral Ackbar, is it a trap?
Probably. Did he get his gills yet?
I know, right? With pre-gill.
And, but, you know, it's being directed by Gareth Evans, who made Godzilla, which was overall pretty much liked. I think everyone, you know, thought they could have used a little more Godzilla in a Godzilla film, but I think overall people liked the movie.
A lot of mystery to the monster in the beginning of the movie.
I think he's a good director for a heist-type film like this, because essentially is what Rogue One is, and his style and everything. And what's interesting about it, there will be no Jedi in the film or mention of Jedis. And he was saying in the panel that that's the whole idea of this, that the Jedis and the fact they're missing looms over the whole rebellion. And that it's
cool.
You know, it's kind of, can we pull this off because we don't have the Jedi's help anymore? You know? That's kind of a cool idea.
And I wouldn't say that it's Disney doing too much. Maybe at times people kind of complain that Lucas didn't do enough.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe, you know, they wanted a TV show, but I'm kind of glad they're not necessarily doing a TV show.
Yeah, I never liked the idea of the live action Star Wars TV show either.
You know, I mean, it would have just
be too hard to do. I think
I just don't think you wouldn't please the fans. You know,
no,
yeah, and you can saturate it kind of like they did certain other franchise sci-fi movies.
Yeah, I think Star Wars works well in the animated format for television, but not live.
Oh yeah,
you know, and so you know, Star Wars Rogue One, and of course, it's going to be coming out next December 2016. So we get Episode 7, The Force Awakens, this year. Then Christmas 2016, we get Rogue One. Then May 2018, we get Episode 8. So in the next next 24 months, we will have 3 Star Wars films. That's pretty awesome.
I love it. Yeah.
I think they should just save it for December. I mean, if you remember the Lord of the Rings films, they came out every December, and it did great. It's a formula for success.
I know, but they wanted. Well, the reason they're putting out Episode 8 in May of 2018, is that right? Of 2017. Sorry. Is 40th anniversary of Star Wars.
Makes sense.
You know.
Well, yeah.
And that, I bet it sense. Comes out on May the 4th weekend. I wonder what the date is on May the 4th.
It's
the 4th?
It's already planned for Memorial Day weekend, I think.
It's the 4th, the day of
I mean, you know,
May 4th
I mean,
is actually the 4th.
What if it's a Friday? If May 4th is a Friday? That would be, I mean, they had to have timed it. Because they could say, May the 4th be with you.
So LucasArts time, Lucas, like, you know, many, many, many years ago, used the Force so that when the anniversary came up, it would come on a day that was like, not even existed, a call May the 4th, that it would appear on a Friday so they can have a weekend.
Silent Bob was the original Jedi, sir.
Silent Bob. And though Mike Zapsik and Ming Chen from Comic Book Men will be at Composer 2000.
Yes, those guys are really cool.
And maybe we'll get lucky and get an interview with them. Who knows?
Yeah.
And
back.
So, Star Wars Rogue One. I think, you know, we can't get enough Star Wars. Everyone's excited. And, of course, we take our namesake from Star Wars, the Rebel Radio podcast. Maybe we'll be right there with the Rogues stealing the Death Star plans.
I voted for Imperial podcast, by the way.
Now the record. I do have a question about this. Is this film going to be more dark? In a sense, because, you know, you still have the Empire kind of like looming over everything.
Well, I mean, I'm going to say it's Star Wars. So
like the way it's filmed, it will be kind of more gloomy.
I don't think it's going to be dark in the sense that Batman is dark.
But I'm kind of like gloomy, like everybody's like a Depression era time
possibly.
Feel. I mean, you can't have it all bright and like happy, joy, you know, because it's, you know, people are kind of being.
It's a prequel in between the prequels or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Frank. Let's just create a new word here like they did.
And so that was big news that was breaking last week while we were recording on Star Wars Rogue One. And along with that, we talked about the Star Wars and Batman trailers last week. More trailers hit. We got Jurassic World. Another look at that, man. Which just looks like dinosaurs chasing people, but hey, why not? I'm sure we'll have our butts in the seats. Another trailer for Tomorrowland, which looks really interesting.
Tomorrowland looks even better.
And a summer of sequels and reboots and stuff. It's nice to see something original out there. We had a new trailer for the Fantastic Four film, which people are still on the fence about, but I will say it looks better than the first trailer.
It does.
I probably still won't go see the movie, and you know me, guys, but the actual trailer does look good.
You know? And so it was a big week for trailers, and it's going to continue to get big this summer because we've got San Diego Comic-Con will come up in July with some big news. And we'll probably get another Star Wars trailer, you know, at some point this summer, and probably another Batman Superman trailer, and another Spectre trailer as we get closer to James Bond coming out this fall. And, you know, things like that. And so, you know, it's been a world of movie trailers this week.
It has, yes.
And Star Wars news.
You mentioned Bond. I've been watching a lot of Bond because it's been on Encore. And they've just been running.
They replay them
Bond and Bond and Bond. So I watched Goldfinger and I watched For Your Eyes Only.
Okay,
the old Bond films are great.
I know y'all are talking Bond, but before we wrap things up, because he'll just cut us off. Watch the Daredevil series.
Well, we're gonna get to Daredevil here in a little bit.
Okay, good, because that show is so freaking awesome. Okay, now
don't crap your pants over Daredevil, dude.
Oh, I've done watched them all, and I'll probably watch them again.
We're getting to it, okay. You calm down, Biscuit.
Whoa. You're acting like me when we talk about you know who.
Shut up.
So, any thoughts on any of the trailers you saw this week? Besides Star Wars and Super Batman, since we talked about those last week.
Well, Jurassic World. If anyone knows the comic books, Jurassic World, the fourth installment of. The final installment of the comic books was supposed to be the extinction of the dinosaurs. Well, it looks from the trailer that this dinosaur is killing off all the other dinosaurs. They mention it.
Okay. But my thing is, did we not learn our lesson from the other dinosaur Jurassic Park movies?
Heck no.
That, you know, it's just a formula for disaster?
Of course. Well, the problem is they made something bigger than T-Rex.
You realize you are overanalyzing the movie about dinosaurs chasing people.
If this ever does happen, like they can actually figure out a way to take the DNA strands of dinosaur remains and splice them with like other living creatures to actually create a dinosaur.
Yeah.
When you grow a giant lizard that eats other fleshy things, like put something in its brain. That will drop it at a flip of a switch. So when it goes at you, you just click a button and it falls.
Sorry, people. Frank just farted out of his mouth.
No, that was you.
So,
having said
that, there was another thing that happened this week besides movie trailers, and we got our first look at Jared Leto as the Joker. And kind of creepy, scary looking, and it looks like they're going for. To me, there's three versions of the Joker. Okay, there's the criminal mastermind, kind of goofy, but yet I'll shoot you in a heartbeat, Jack Nicholson version.
Right.
There's the
sinister,
chaotic, always in control, even though he doesn't think he's seem like he's in control, Heath Ledger version of the Joker. And then there's the totally effed up, damaged, psychotic Joker. And that looks like they were going with Jared Leto in the Suicide Squad film. And I didn't hate it, because, like anything, you have to wait until you see it on film. People hated Heath's look when they initially saw it. They didn't like the scars and the way it looked, and people were all over Heath when it came out, and the performance came out fantastic. You know, I think Jared Leto, I think he's a good enough actor that...
Oh, wait, you know, wait. Who got an Academy Award before they played the Joker?
Jared Leto.
Oh, yeah.
So
damn good actor.
My bigger concerns with this film is David Ayer, the director, because, you know, I hated Fury. I just didn't think it was all that good. Mm-hmm. And so I'm curious how he's going to pull off Suicide Squad. I don't have really a problem with the casting. I think Will Smith is fine as Deadshot. I really like Margaret Robbie as Harley Quinn for other reasons, just that she's playing Harley Quinn.
Yes.
If you saw, you know, Wolf of Wall Street, you know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. And so I love the casting of the film, and I just want to see how it's going to... It's interesting.
But doesn't the Joker's teeth, doesn't it make him look like Jaws from James Bond?
A little bit, yeah.
I mean, that's my only
knock. It is kind of off the wall, and, you know...
Edgy. He's so edgy, man.
But the thing is they don't want this Joker to be the other Jokers.
Well, no,
this Joker is this Joker.
But I also want to...
Have the paint, you don't have the scars, you just have a crazy... smile.
I'm just curious, overall, will people go see a movie based mostly around villains? You know, and
it's never been done.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting how they pull it off. There's a lot of rumor that Batman will cameo in it, and this will segue into Ben Affleck's first solo Batman film eventually, which mm-hmm. makes sense because Batman is a part of the Suicide Squad's storylines. And so it'll be interesting. That movie is going to come out next year in August of 2016, and that's when we'll get our look at Suicide Squad.
The last time we saw this many villains in a film, Adam West was in it, if you know what I mean. Huh? Around the old Joker,
the Batman 66 movie,
yes.
where he runs with the bomb, and
yes, and the shark, yes,
dude,
the penguin.
That movie's awesome.
Yes, it is.
You know, it's the 40th anniversary of that TV show next year.
That's right,
or 50th, I guess.
I think IFC is going to run another marathon.
Yeah.
on the seasons.
So, you know, and that was my first thoughts on Jared Leto. Was like, interesting. I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it either. You know, I don't judge looks like that too quickly because you have to wait till we see what it looks like on film.
Right. It's just a still picture.
My biggest thing is I've actually seen Jared Leto in person one time. 30 Seconds to Mars played at a show. I think you were with me, Frank.
Yeah.
We were sitting at the bar drinking a beer and Jared comes walking by and he's short. He's not a very big person. So, but with movie magic,
yeah, because Mark kind of looked at me and goes, "Was that?" And I'm like, "I think so."
Yeah, I mean, you know, with movie magic, they can always make him look taller and stuff. You know,
true.
And, so we'll see how that goes when Suicide Squad hits theaters next year.
Well, they do Tom Cruise. They make him look taller than what he is.
That's right.
Yeah, because he's Tom Cruise.
Yep.
And his missions are impossible, but he pulls them off.
Yep, with his crazy witchcraft.
And
alien technology.
That's right.
Yes.
Because he can go back in time for an Edge of Tomorrow and
that's right.
restart things and save the world.
And he can get his Minority Report and keep out of the cops' futuristic sights.
He can also be born on the 4th of July and
right.
But you know what far
his,
and away.
You know what his biggest... accomplishment is? But out of everything, his biggest accomplishment is...
What?
Sliding in a pair of socks wearing nothing but a shirt and underwear. His biggest accomplishment. And
Frank totally ruins our movie title segue by...
It's true.
Talking about Risky Business.
I didn't. Yeah,
without saying the title of the movie.
Kind of risky, Frank.
Yeah.
But sometimes you got to say what the...
No, I was just being risky.
All right.
So, we've got some more stuff to talk about here on the Rebel Radio Podcast today. We are going to... The next big Marvel film hits this Friday, Avengers Age of Ultron.
That's right.
So, we're going to be talking about that here in a minute, along with Frank, who almost had a crap attack over talking about Daredevil. We're going to talk about that a little bit and some of our favorite Marvel films of all time, leading into Avengers coming out this week here on the Rebel Radio Podcast.
This is Booker T, Hall of Famer, and you're listening to Rubber Radio. Now, can you dig that, sucker?
So this week, a little video made the internet where the Avengers cast played Family Feud, and of course the question was on there, what would be the worst place to turn into Hulk? And the number one answer was the bathroom, right? Or the bedroom.
The bedroom.
No, the bathroom would be close.
The bathroom would be close.
But especially if you're in a small stall.
could you imagine, like, you know, Bruce Banner's trying to, like, you know...
He's trying to get his mojo on, like Austin Powers. But, oh no, I'm turning into the Hulk, baby, yeah! And then, you know, he just Hulks out and he just ruins everything.
I mean... He would ruin
it. Especially when his Viagra pill ain't kicking in. It's like, this ain't working!
Man.
Comic Palooza 2015 is almost here. You'll see your favorite celebrities, comic book creators, and authors. Hear super cool musical acts. Experience crazed cosplay events. Rowdy professional wrestlers. Raucous roller derby girls. Literally thousands of hours of programming and so much more. Remember, Comic Palooza at the George R. Brown Convention Center in Houston, Texas. Memorial Day weekend, May 22nd to 25th. Get your passes today. Head over to www.comicpalooza.com for all the details.
So this weekend, the next big Marvel Universe film hits, and it is Avengers Age of Ultron. But before we discuss that, another big Marvel thing has hit the last couple of weeks, which we talked very briefly, I think, last week, and that is, of course, on Netflix, Daredevil hit.
Daredevil.
And I haven't watched the whole thing yet. I'm 7 episodes in, and I don't know how far. I know, Frank, you finished the whole thing. Matt, how far have you gotten?
I started. I finished episode 1. I want to watch episode 2.
So you've only watched one episode.
I've only seen one, and I want to watch the rest.
So basically, you're useless to us right now.
Hey, I know how dark it is.
So now we know how his wife feels.
What?
What?
But, you know, so far, and I I talked about this again. Give some more props to my boy Kerry for having me on the Metal Geeks podcast at metalgeeks.net. We talked about it on his show, and our first thoughts were kind of, don't you wish every Marvel show could be on Netflix? You know, you get that little bit darker feel to it, a little bit more.
Yeah, it is a darker.
Not that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. needs to be more adult, but, you know, it's just kind of like, this is really cool, you know? And so if you're not, we're not going to spoil anything on Daredevil, but if you haven't given it a chance, take the time to watch the movie. The TV show, it's really well done. It's worlds better than the Ben Affleck movie.
Mm-hmm. And just don't be blind to the series. No. I dare you to watch.
I'm pretty sure everybody will see just fine how good this movie is.
Okay.
God.
I just thought the point was to not.
Now I'm going to have to put a disclaimer on the episode that we're not insensitive to blind people.
Oh, that's right.
Why? Like, they can't see it.
Well, Rob. I mean,
they can hear it.
No, Rob, that's right. Rob, it's just the deaf people can't hear it.
Rob Lowe.
But they can see, though.
But Daredevil, though, so far, I've really just really enjoyed. One of the biggest surprises of the show, and this is a spoiler, but not really, because it's just a casting, is when Scott Glenn appears as Stick. That's just perfect casting. If you've ever read the Daredevil books, and when you Scott Glenn appears as Stick, you immediately think, it's a perfect actor for the role. You know, because he embodies what Stick was about in the comic books, and it's a lot of fun to see him. He's one of those actors, a great character actor that you always like to see in movies over the years, and he doesn't get enough good roles. Nah. You know, so it was nice to see Scott Glenn in the Daredevil show. And, of course, next year it's already been renewed for a second season, and next year we have AKA Jessica Jones, the next Marvel show, and eventually we're also having Luke Cage and Iron Fist as part of this four-part TV series, and it's going to form the Defenders later on, and Marvel has announced that the Defenders will be appearing in Infinity War Part 2, the big conclusion of the Avengers saga and all that here in a few years. And so if you're not watching Daredevil on Netflix, take the time to watch it. It's made for binge watching.
It is.
I'm starting to like the future of television, the idea that I can watch a season on my own pace and not have to wait Christmas breaks and this for shows. I mean, like, I enjoy the heck out of The Flash, but sometimes it's irritating when you have to wait 3 weeks to see what happens, and it's kind of nice to be able to watch a show.
And then it comes back 2 episodes, and it's gone for 3 weeks, yeah. And 2 episodes, and it's like, oh,
granted, you still have to wait a year for the new episodes on these Netflix shows, but at least you can see all 12 or 13 of them at one time.
Yeah.
And so if you're not watching Daredevil, take the time to watch it. And so that being said, as that connects in the Marvel Universe, we have the next big one this weekend, Avengers Age of Ultron, which, for people that don't know, it doesn't finish Phase 2. Ant-Man, which comes out in July, is actually the end of Phase 2, because from what the producers are saying, Ant-Man is part of the second phase, and I guess when we see the film, we'll see how it fits in. But for now, the big one hits this weekend. Already playing international markets, making buttloads of money, and that is Avengers Age of Ultron. And I don't know, Matt, if his wife will let him out of the house to see it next weekend.
Well, actually, we're going out of town Thursday, and
so you're not going to go.
Well, we're going to watch it.
And Frank works overnight, so he'll probably be there Friday morning with his little soda water and his Coke and his popcorn, sucking his thumb, watching Avengers. Right, Frank?
Did he say soda water?
He said soda water.
He's
from the north. You know?
No, he would say pop.
And I plan on seeing it probably Saturday afternoon, I hope. And so Avengers Age of Ultron hitting next weekend, and I'm sure we'll talk about it on the next episode of Rebel Radio. But in the meantime, we want to talk about our favorite Marvel films, and not just the Marvel Universe. Fantastic Four, not that they made the list, X-Men, Punishers, Blade movies, all the Marvel films that have hit in the last 20 years or so since we started getting this barrage of comic book films hitting theaters.
Oh, yeah.
And we each made the list of top 10. We may not cover we may do our 10 through 6 just what we said, and then we're going to talk about our favorite Marvel films. So we're going to go around and we're going to go through our 10 through 6 real quick, and then we're going to discuss our top 5 and discuss what we think has been the best of the Marvel movies since they all began years ago. And I'll go real quick. At 10, I kind of had a tie, and these as we were discussing before the show, as our show prep, these are subjective. But I think that my list is still better than your guys, so screw y'all. But at number 10, I kind of had a tie. I had Iron Man 3 and X-Men First Class. At number 9, I had Sam Raimi's original Spider-Man film. At 8, I had Captain America, the First Avenger. At 7, I had the original Iron Man film. And at 6, I had X-Men 2. Matt?
At 10, I had Blade 2. 9, I went with the Edward Norton Incredible Hulk. 8, I went with Chris Hemsworth, Thor. 7.
Notice how he says Hemsworth all like sexy, like you know. Yeah.
Well, he's got long blonde hair. I figured I had to mention it like that.
Mm-hmm.
7, Captain America. And 6 for me was X2, X-Men United.
Huh. Well, at 10, I had the Punisher with... I had Punisher with the Dolph Lundgren.
Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, because that was the first time, like, one of my favorite, you know, Marvel characters.
He's done as a guilty pleasure, maybe, but...
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy watching it. It wasn't, like, the greatest, but it's one of my favorites. So, and, you know, and then I would say... Iron Man at X-Men Days of Future Past at the number 9.
That would
8 would be the first Spider-Man movie that came out.
Up and Away Web.
Then the first X-Men movie was at number 7, then Iron Man at 6, and Thor. Whoop, I'm jumping the gun with Thor, but you know.
Wait, what number? The 6?
6 was Iron Man.
Oh. Yeah. Mark's lists are better than Matt and Frank's list.
I don't know. Mine's pretty close to yours, Mark.
Yeah. Hey, can we quit measuring here? Okay.
Anyone has Dolph Lundgren? Put the tape. Dolph Lundgren, Punisher on their list. Just and X-Men.
Hey, you know what? He saved a bunch of kids.
He did.
And X-Men won over Days of Future Past. Yeah, but that's because Frank prepped for the show right when he got here.
No. What?
Basically. So
not me.
At number 5 on my list.
Sorry, I work at night and I sleep.
I have. It's funny. I actually have 3 films on my top 5 that came out last year, and that, it was just 2014 was a great year for comic films. Mm-hmm. And at number 5, I have X-Men: Days of Future Past. I think it was nice to see Bryan Singer return to the director's chair, even though I wouldn't mind Matthew Vaughn following up First Class. And you know, and I think Days of Future Past was probably the best X-Men film we've had so far.
Because Wolverine is naked.
Well, yeah, you know. And, you know, it's funny because I used to love X-Men 2 a lot. I when it came out, it was the best. And I rewatched it recently, and it's not holding up as well as I thought it was. There's some really cheesy one-liners in it. It's edited kind of messily. Messily.
I was going to say, is that a word?
It is now.
Yeah, it's...
Now it's a word. Officially, like, you heard it here first.
I realize now how it doesn't flow as well as I thought. That Bryan Singer was still kind of finding his footing as a director.
There are good parts in there.
Yeah, there's some great parts, like where the school's taken over and Wolverine goes berserk. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. But Days of Future Past, I think, is the X-Men movie I always wanted. And until we get Apocalypse next year, which may turn out to be the X-Men movie we always wanted. But that's my number 5. What did you have at number 5, Frank?
Oh, I had, actually now Thor, I had at number 5, the first Thor movie, and then at 4 I had...
We're not doing 4 yet, we're 5 right now.
Whoa. We're just number 5, period?
Number 5.
Thor. Number 5. Thor. Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2 is a great choice, which I have higher on my list, because I think...
Wait, which Spider-Man 2? There was 2 Spider-Man
2. Raimi.
Okay.
No, the other one's Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Only one
Spider-Man 2. Which is a great choice, and we won't discuss it too much, because I have a little bit higher on my list, so we'll discuss here in a minute.
Right.
And but that film still holds up really well, and we'll discuss that in a minute. Number 4, this was a tough one for me, because I really like this movie a lot, and my top 4 could almost be jumbled around. Like, if you put them in a box, and you picked out a note, any one of these could be number 1 for me. And number 4, I had Captain America: The Winter Soldier, which... You were talking about James Bond earlier. I love espionage films. I love kind of stuff. That's why I like, going back to some more Tom Cruise talk, that's why I like the Mission Impossible films. I like that kind of stuff. And Winter Soldier was finally a comic book movie with espionage and stuff like that. And I just really liked the film a lot.
Conspiracy. Yes. A lot of conspiracy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I really enjoyed the heck out of the Winter Soldier. And what did you have at number 4, Frank?
Well, at number 4, I had The Avengers. Yeah, I really enjoyed the clash of, you had like a bunch of really good superheroes kicking butt
coming together.
And Avengers, should, if you're doing a list of Marvel films or comic book movies in general, you should have the Avengers in your top 5. If you don't, well, you don't know comic book films.
That's right. For me, I put number 4 as Iron Man, because it was a movie that hadn't been done, and we got it in 2008, and
It's funny, that's how I feel about it. You know, if I had made this list about 2 weeks ago, it's funny, I probably wouldn't have Iron Man even in my top 10. But I recently picked it up on Blu-ray at Half Price Books for cheap, and I rewatched it. I was amazed how good it is and how much it still holds up.
really is.
You know, Iron Man is excellent. So that's a great, very good choice at number at four, right?
Yeah, yeah, number four.
And at number three for me, and this, again, this could be put in a hat, this could have picked up at number one, was Guardians of the Galaxy, which we talked about down the show before when we did our favorite movies of 2014 and our Trust Me on Jedi Awards. You know, it won our movie of the year.
That's right.
There's not a whole lot more you can say about Guardians of the Galaxy. I think everyone's looking forward to the sequel. See what happens.
Heck yeah. The movie stands for itself.
Matt, we'll go back this way this time. What do you have at number three?
I have Avengers as number three. You know, you put that many superheroes together in this massive film of, you know, witty kind of one-liners. You know, that man's playing Galaga. Which no one probably would have noticed. And it's just little shots like that. But yet there's action, you know. The end of the movie,
I'll have
Tony
something to say about those one-liners when I get to...
Tony Stark's having his whiskey, and he's talking about Avengers, you know, America's heroes. That's what we call ourselves. And I'm like, you know, it's a fun movie for me. Have to have it in your top five, like you said.
Frank, you're number three.
Was the first Captain America. I like the him growing in to being Captain America. You know, I like that you had this scrawny little wimpy size of a person. With but the heart of a Captain of America, you know, that made him worthy of being Captain America.
It's funny because I like both Captain America films for a lot of the same reasons you just said. I like Winter Soldier for the espionage. I like First Avenger for the adventure field type movie that it is.
Yeah.
You know, and discovery and adventure. And one thing that scares me about Civil War is it's going to become Avengers 2.5, and that's what it feels like. And are they going to lose that feel they had in the first two Captain America films, making a Captain America what it's about? And hopefully it doesn't turn out that in Civil War, you know? And at number two, I had Spider-Man 2, which I think is the rare Marvel Universe movie that isn't in the MCU, but it still holds up so well today.
It really does.
I think Sam Raimi, there's problems with his trilogy. They're not perfect. 3 is pretty awful. I'm still not a big fan of Tobey Maguire being cast in the film, but 2 works on so many levels. It's the first comic movie I think I ever saw that wowed you on screen. You know, the train scene and all that with Dr. Octopus, yeah, inside the building. Great casting. Actor's name is escaping my head. The guy who played Doc Ock, you know. Yeah. And it's
the other parts of it, though, the emotional parts, where he's talking in his own mind to Uncle Ben, and he says, "I'm Spider-Man no more. I'm just Peter Parker." And he loses that sense of responsibility and the whole great power, and then he finds himself, comes back, and the people on the train stand up for him. And it's just, it's a whole other aspect of the movie. It had everything in that movie.
Yeah, Spider-Man 2 is excellent. Probably, it's still the best Spider-Man film we've had so far.
Absolutely.
Until Marvel gets a hold of it now with this new stuff, and I'm sure they'll make a great film. And number two, Frank, what did you have?
I had, again, Captain America, this time Winter Soldier. And pretty much for all the reasons what we just said earlier.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Guardians, number two, speaks for itself. I think that one could easily be top 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, no, I agree. And then before I do my number one, because my number one will kind of segue into the rest of this segment of the show, what was your number one, Matt?
Captain America, Winter Soldier. The storyline, I mean,
you just... It doesn't have anything to do with the fact that you like to dress up like the Winter Soldier?
It has that, too. But I think the movie, the storyline was one of the more solid Marvel storylines that we had seen. Like, you know, you can take a shot at Avengers and say, oh, aliens invading, we have to protect our planet, you know, thing had been done before, but this was based off of some things that were going on in our own government, and they brought that to the big screen and put a Marvel spin on it, and it was executed really well.
So says the conspiracy theorist.
And Cap, well, that's another way to discredit a critical thinker, sir. You call them a conspiracy theorist and you discredit them. But, you know, Captain America played the good boy, and he stood up for what was right, and ended up on top.
Your number one, Frank?
Guardians. Just because it was a fun, lighthearted at times, kick butt.
Did you have Avengers on your list at all?
Yeah, I told you I had Avengers.
Oh, okay. Can't remember what you said.
But Guardians, it was just fun. I like the laugh. I like the action. I love... You know me, I like comedy, I love action, I love sci-fi.
It had everything. Well,
it had everything.
And it
that
was
I
dark
loved.
At the beginning.
I mean, I like the Avengers movies, they just don't have enough comedy. Captain America, not enough comedy.
You're right.
Well, my number one was the original Avengers film, and again, it's like you say, you put these movies in a box, you could pick out the top five, and you could put them at number one. And the Avengers, as much as I have problems with Josh Whedon and his one-liners, people who know me know that I'm like, God, Whedon, you're so full of yourself with your writing. Whedon, to me, sometimes is like just like Quentin Tarantino, he's so high of himself that he thinks any one-liner works. And sometimes, if this was real and these superheroes are trying to save the world, I'm sorry, they're not going to take the time to say little one-liners to each other. It's just not going to happen. You know?
Or like, you know, in the last Spider-Man movie, he rode through half of New York taunting a driver as he's running into people and crashing cars.
That's a whole nother...
You know
but the Avengers still epitomizes what comic movies are about. You had all these heroes in one film. Plot-wise, it's a little weak because it expects its audience to have seen the other Marvel films for it to work right, but it was a huge success, and it's still a fun film. It's kind of weird because I make it sound like I hate it, even though I picked it at number one, because I don't hate it. Well, I just think that it's not the best Marvel film, but it's the best comic book Marvel film because it's everything that the Marvel universe should be in a film.
And we see some things that we've always wanted to see. I mean, I think in your heart you want to kind of see how these Avengers would, you know, would end up if they were pit against each other. And so you have Thor fighting Hulk in one part, and then you get Iron Man fighting Thor. And that was a cool fight to me.
And then, of course, you know, this all leads into the fact that Age of Ultron comes out this week, and one of my fears, again, Whedon and his one-liners, is that we're going to get more of that in Age of Ultron. I've seen all the TV commercials that we are airing constantly during the NBA playoffs or whatever on TV, and it's just like, it's a series of one-liners, like Black Widow driving a motorcycle, well, do I have to do everything for you boys?
Clean
it's
up just after you boys. Like, I don't mind little stuff like that. Or like whenever Captain America says, I'm not doing anything later tonight. You know, I think with Captain America it flows pretty well, but there are some parts that are kind of cheesy. That didn't have to be there.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Are we really going to this movie to listen to serious dialogue?
Well,
are we?
Well, it's not so much that, but then like the one clip that they released that you can watch on TrustMeOnTheJedi.com. How about that?
That's right.
You know?
Plug.
And where Ultron's like, oh, sure, I'm just going to tell you my whole plan before I kill y'all. It's just like, would really a mastermind robot say something like that? It's just, that's my thing with sometimes
that's
the dialogue.
A good example, but
you know, it's just like, and don't get me wrong, Age of Ultron's going to make a ton of money. We're all going to go see it. They're already planning parts 3 and 4 and well, and whatever, and there'll be more movies down the line. And I'm still looking forward to it. Regardless of the one-liners, it should be a lot of fun at the movies this weekend when everyone and their grandmothers goes and sees Avengers: Age of Ultron. You know, and anything else about Marvel movies? I mean, these lists will probably change in a couple of years. We've got so much more coming out. We've got Ant-Man. We've got more X-Men films. Deadpool, Apocalypse. Yeah. We've got, you know,
Apocalypse.
Yeah, we've got more Marvel films. You know, Captain Marvel, Doctor Strange, The Inhumans. Black Panther, you know, so much is coming out over the next few years. And along with the DC films, you know, they've got their own universe they're starting with Batman vs. Superman coming out next year. And that's Suicide right. Squad, as we talked about earlier. And it's a good time to be a comic book fan of movies.
It
and,
really is.
Yeah. You know, and...
on TV and on the big screen.
Yeah, and that's what Rebel Radio is here for, so we can bullshit about them and talk about them.
That's right, and listen to our feelings. You know, what we really feel inside...
Like, Matt's still upset that Chris Evans isn't playing Johnny Storm again.
Damn you, Mark.
See? I knew it. Damn it. I did it, Frank. We almost recorded a whole episode, and we almost made it without an Evans reference.
He's still not another teen movie to me. That's right. It's not a Sunday. It's a banana split.
So those are our favorite Marvel films so far that we believe that are the best, and my list is still better than these guys, but, you know, whatever. That's why I'm the host with the mostest.
And, yeah, hostess.
And,
good stuff. Good
he is a ding-dong.
I was going to say cupcake.
Oh. Your wife treats you like a cupcake.
Well, keep your Twinkie to yourself, sir.
Don't worry. I will, sir.
Hello, everybody. This is Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Men.
And this is Mike Zabcik from The Same, and you're listening to...
Rebel Radio, and you can find that on TrustMeI'mAJedi.com.
You're a Jedi?
So this has been, of course, episode 21 of the Rebel Radio podcast. We're old enough to drink now.
That's right.
We have to celebrate sometime with some beers. I don't know. But I want to talk about a couple things before we go today. Last weekend, when we recorded the episode, we filmed more YouTube promos. And if you've been looking on the Facebook or the website, we put up a couple of teasers. We spoofed some films again. We did The Punisher, and we did a Highlander spoof, and Big Trouble in Little China, which we haven't released a teaser from, and we attempted to do a Goonies spoof. We're not sure if it turned out right. We'll see.
And delete.
And that's kind of why I referred to Frank earlier in the show doing the Truffle Shuffle for our fans.
Delete.
And so, you know, look for those. I'm still working on editing them. I hope to at least have the first one out sometime this week. excuse me. Last time we released them all at once, I think we're going to spread out the releases time of them. These new Rebel Radio podcast YouTube promos, which we have a lot of fun doing. And our next episode, hopefully they're all out. We'll talk a little bit more about the making of them. And so look for those on TrustMeI'mAJaya.com, which of course is the website that is you can find the Rebel Radio podcast. And you can also find the Warp Cave, which is Evil Dr. Tran, our friend of the show and sometimes co-host. That's his show. And right now he is doing Game of Thrones weekly. If you watch Game of Thrones, listen to his show Monday or Tuesday where he talks about that previous episode. His show tends to be more commentaries and ideas like that, and I've appeared on the show a couple of times. And so a little shout-out for Long in the Warp Cave, and he'll be at Comppalooza with us as part of the Rebel Radio podcast crew. And, of course, go to MetalGeeks.net to listen to their latest episode. It's funny, their latest episode is episode 69, dude. And, you know, this is episode 21, and I appear on that show and with Carrie and George, and we talk about a lot of cool stuff. And, again, the Comppalooza contest is going on. You can win tickets to Comppalooza 2015. Go to TrustMeAndJaya.com right at the top of the page. See the contest rules. Enter. So we can give you win four-day passes. So you can take three friends, your family, whatever, to Comppalooza 2015. That's a $200-something value you're winning. So all you got to do is put a picture up and saying, hey, Rebel Radio, I want to go to Comppalooza 2015 with the hashtag Rebel Radio Comppalooza 2015 on your Instagram, your Twitter, or on your Facebook. You can even take the picture and leave it on our Facebook, and that qualifies you for the contest.
That's right.
And or directly on our Twitter account or whatever, and or direct message us on Instagram. Any of those ways get you qualified.
Wait. Is it really that easy?
It's that easy.
That easy that
Frank could
that do. You wouldn't take the time just to do that so you could get four passes to get in free all weekend long.
And there's a commercial for Comppalooza airing during this episode of the podcast. We aired it last week. And that right there, if that episode doesn't get you excited, you know, I know it made Matt a little moist when he heard it, you know?
Yeah. So, you know, I'm looking for baby powder right now.
Yeah, you know. So that's going on.
Just chalk it up.
On TrustMeAndJaya.com right now. And we look forward to broadcasting, or I say broadcasting because we're not actually broadcasting, recording from the show floor at Comppalooza 2015, and then you can come meet us at the show. We'll talk more about it as we get closer. And I will be on the podcasting 103 panel at Comppalooza. So a lot going on there at TrustMeAndJedi.com and Comppalooza.com. And that's what's going on.
Technically, we can live podcast, but what we'll do is we'll just randomly call three people and let them listen as we talk randomly.
That, I don't know.
That's kind of
just weird. Just call people and be like, hey, listen to our show as we talk.
That's as lame as Howard the Duck. Sorry, Frank. Soup. I went there.
Pretty much. So that's what's coming up, and we thank you for all your support that you've given the Rebel Radio podcast and TrustMeAndJaya.com as we continue to bring you this show and have fun, and we hope you enjoy it. And until next time, go enjoy the Avengers this weekend. And this has been
Frank T. Biscuit.
Matt the Electric Monkey.
Mark, also not Adam West Batman, even though I'd like to be. And, you know, because Adam West, you know, he was the man back in the day.
He was the detective, man.
And my crew, also known as Matt Burt Ward Robin, and Frank T. Penguin.
Frank T. Penguin?
Can I just be Bane?
Bane.
Don't be Bane.
I talk like this. Bane. Come here, Michael. Come here. Psychic. Come here. Come here. My son was listening to this recording in the background. Who do you want to be in Batman show? Come here. Mike can pick you up.
Who would you like to be in the Batman universe?
Green Lantern.
You want to be Green Lantern?
Green Lantern.
No, Flash.
You want to be the Flash and work with Batman? Okay. So you hear it, folks. My son Michael wants to be the Flash in the next Flash movie or Batman movie. And then what a better way than end the Rebel Radio podcast. Michael, say thanks for listening. Say it. You're right. He's being shy, even though y'all can't see him. This has been the Rebel Radio podcast.
Thanks for listening.